The Four Grains of Rice. A rich man who had four daughters had grown discontent with his life. And so he called his daughters to him and told them, "I am going away on a journey to find the meaning of life. You will be in charge of my kingdom while I'm gone." "Oh, but father," they said, "father, you can't go." "I must go. But before I go, I will give you each a gift." And to his first daughter, he gave one grain of rice. "Guard this. Do the best you can with it, and show it to me when I return." To his second daughter, he gave one grain of rice. "Guard this. Do the best you can with it, and show it to me when I return." To his third daughter, he also gave one grain of rice. "Guard this. Do the best you can with it, and show it to me when I return." And to his fourth daughter, he gave one grain of rice. "Guard this. Do the best you can with it, and show it to me when I return." After he left, the first daughter looked at her grain of rice. "Guard this. I know." And she put it in an urn on top of her bureau. There it would be safe. No one ever looked in that urn. The second daughter looked at her grain of rice. "Guard this. Do the best I can with it. I know. I will sew a special pillow and put a pocket in it to put the grain of rice in. I will keep it with me always." And that is what she did. The third daughter looked at her grain of rice. It looked just like any other grain of rice she had ever seen. So she threw it on the ground. "When he returns, I will go get a nice fresh grain of rice, and I'll show that to him." The fourth daughter took her grain of rice and thought about it for a long time. Many years passed, and the father returned. His hair was gray, his skin was wrinkled, but there was a light of understanding in his eyes. He called his daughters to him. "My daughters, I would like to see your grains of rice." The first daughter ran and got her urn. She took it off the shelf and poured it out into her hand. There was dust, and in the middle, a small, shriveled, dry grain of rice. "Here, father," she said. "Thank you." The second daughter took her pillow from where she'd always kept it, right next to her. She opened the little pocket and pulled out the grain of rice. It was broken in two pieces and dry and shriveled. "Thank you," he said. The third daughter ran down to the kitchen, got a nice, fresh, plump grain of rice, brought it back to her father. "Here, father," she said. "Thank you," he said. The fourth daughter just stood there. "My daughter, where is your grain of rice?" "Oh, father," she said, "I no longer have that grain of rice. For you see, I took it, and I thought about it for a long time, and I realized that a grain of rice is a seed. And so I planted it. When it came up, it sprouted with many grains of rice on it. I planted them, and each of those came up and sprouted with many grains of rice. Father, come with me." She led him over to the window, a window that overlooked a large green field with rice as far as you could see. "This, father, is your grain of rice." "My daughter," he said. You have guarded the grain of rice well. You have certainly done the best you can with it, and you have shown it to me when I return. For that, you are now the ruler over all my land.